Alrighty, you've got it tuned to KHUM, and the Humdog Expo is going to be happening this weekend, Sunday to be specific, at Redwood Acres, as always. And joining me here in the studio, we've got Marilyn Bachman and Susan Hutchison. How you doing?
Good. Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing just dandy. Thanks for coming in. With your pooches, of course.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay, and introduce the pooches.
Well, this is Jag. He's Golden Splash, just a guy from B.C. Roamer.
Golden Splash?
Golden Splash.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a five-year-old golden retriever.
Uh-huh, yes. Very cute. And as most retrievers, a puppy still.
Oh, absolutely. He's got so much energy that we could can him.
Yes. That's that goes along with the breed.
Sometimes she wants to.
Yes.
And Marilyn, who have you brought?
I've brought Dunnigan. Dunnigan's a two-year-old Shetland sheepdog, one of four that live at my house. And this is his first time in the studio, so he's doing pretty well.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. So for those who, for some reason, maybe have been living in underground bunkers and don't know about the Humdog Expo, explain.
Well, Expo, Humdog likes to promote responsible dog ownership, and one of the ways we do that is through Expo, and we present, I think this year we have 36, did you say?
We have 36 breeds.
36 breeds represented, and so the public can come and meet the breeds and find out what they're really like, other than what they see on TV or wherever they might pick it up, because sometimes it's not the same.
Now, that's really important, because, I mean, when the television show Wishbone was really popular, there was a huge spike in Jack Russell Terriers and Frasier.
Frasier
well.
Was the Frasier, same thing.
Frasier was the same thing. And while they are a wonderful dog, you've got to know that you better be prepared to work hard.
Yeah. There are certain breeds that are not for the first-time dog owner.
That is one of them.
And that is one of them.
That is one of them. I have a cousin who got one of those and never should have. I mean, it was just they were just like...
And they can be awesome, but boy, you really need to
know. You really need to know what you're doing.
Yes, and they need a lot of exercise.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just like these guys we have here in the...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's right. So, that's true. I mean, all the different breeds have different personality traits.
Absolutely. And, care requirements.
Care requirements. Some require a lot more exercise. Some require just a
grooming
nice...
has to be as over the top. I mean, some of the grooming that's involved is just
absolutely.
Crazy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you need to know those kinds of things.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard things like, I didn't know this dog was going to shed so much.
Yeah, duh.
Really? Most dogs do shed.
Most dogs do.
Yeah.
Most
get a poodle.
And then you have another set of things you need to talk about.
That's
the
true.
Grooming there is really something. So, yeah. So also we're going to have rescue groups will be there, and we have the vet techs will be there with lots of information, and we have Callie the fire dog coming, so we have lots of demonstrations.
We have sledding.
Dog sledding and agility out in the agility barn. Then there'll be signs to get you there. And
the breathing heart is one of the dogs, by the way.
That's Jag.
Oh, the heavy breathing?
Hey, the heavy breathing. Yes. You hear that. It's like, what's going on there?
Yeah, he's a little nervous. We'll also have lots of people there with dog items for sale.
Lots of them.
Yeah, interested in coming and find something for your pooch. But we do remind you that your pooches are not welcome.
Right.
At this
that
particular
is,
event.
That is always needs to be brought up.
It does.
Yes.
And
yes.
The dogs that are supposed to be there are marked in a really clever way. I won't tell you what that is, so they don't know. But anyway, it's kind of silly. Mm-hmm. But we do know who's supposed to be in the building and who isn't. And so we would appreciate, we don't need extra dogs.
Don't need extra dogs.
Right. When we have as many as we're going to have in there.
I remember a few years back, I brought my dad to this. He lives in L.A., and he was up during the time that we had the expo. And he loves dogs. They've got three of their own. But little ones.
Yeah, there's a difference.
And what made most friends with him was this big, big. I think it was a big Newfie. It was
very friendly. Yes.
They're very friendly.
Yeah, they're really, really big. He kind of like went to sit on his lap. And he's like bigger than he was. It's like, wow.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere now.
got a picture of that. It was kind of funny.
Oh, that's great.
It looked like it was like Photoshop because the dog was so big.
Well, that's kind of another issue. It's good when folks come, especially older folks, because we've had a kind of a rash of older folks coming into our dog obedience classes with really large dogs. And that's not always a great idea if you're older and you have a really high energy big dog.
No, you're absolutely right.
Liable to be drugged down the street somewhere. So that's another thing you can kind of come and find out about if you're really thinking. Lots of people think for protection, but you also have to think, can you handle it?
And you walk that dog.
Yes, exactly.
Will it pull you down the street?
Something you can come and find out at Expo. I'll be happy to help you with that.
No, that's really good. Now, let's talk about other things that you guys do. You are wonderful at training as well.
Oh, yes. We offer a variety of classes for new puppy owners. There's...
Obedience training. We have puppy classes. We have, then it goes into foundation, and then we do basic and basic plus. Then we have an intermediate class for those people who are interested in competition. We also have rally classes. Rally is an obedience sport that we offer classes in. But mainly it's for the general public who wants a dog to live quietly with them. And, but we are very clear about when we start our classes that we are not there for the dogs. It's the humans that need the training.
Right. And
so we're very clear about that. The dogs really don't care. And so it's the humans that we are helping help their dogs be a good family member.
And I remember, you know, years back, we adopted a one-year-old Chesapeake Bay Retriever.
Oh, I remember.
You remember, remember Buck?
I do remember Buck.
And, you know, he was almost tossed out of doggy class because...
Yeah.
It was like, okay. But, you know, he wound up, we've got all kinds of ribbons on our wall from him. He was, he really trained up beautifully, as did we.
Yes. Well, and there's the key right there.
The owner knew how to train that dog.
That's right.
If you put in the time, you're going to have a good dog. If you let him sit in the backyard, you're not going to.
Yeah.
And so then you shouldn't get one.
Yeah, he was a wonderful pooch and really enjoyed actually doing all these little things.
Well, dog sports are great. There's a lot to offer for different kinds of breeds.
Mm-hmm. So I encourage the people that are in my class to create a team. The more that you are connected with your dog and to develop a great team, the more you're going to get out of your dog.
Absolutely. And you were mentioning that there's going to be rescue groups there.
Yes.
So
people will have dogs with them.
And you can adopt at the event?
Not at the event.
But you can kind of get to know the dogs.
Make a connection.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. But yeah, we don't, we're not adopting at the event itself.
No. But it's a chance to kind of get
but
to
you
see
can meet the there. Meet the people and meet some of the dogs. And the, they don't bring all of them. So
of course.
They bring a representation. So that's another thing. There might be the better one might be there at their facility. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's
that way.
Yeah. All three of our pooches are rescues. And, and our big guy, which is that's Sirius, who is a big black cross between a Labrador Retriever and a Great Dane.
Oh my goodness,
he's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
Yes, he
looks like a really tall lab.
Yes.
He likes to perch on things.
Well, I noticed that. Yeah.
And it's like we were like they would say, well, before you can adopt this dog, we want you to know what are your expectations of energy level, and we said somewhere between. Oh my God! And wow. I go, okay, you understand.
You're close.
Yes. Yeah, it has two speeds: rug and rocket.
Another thing that's going on at Dog Expo is we're going to have a raffle, the Terry Lockett Memorial Spay and Neuter Fund raffle, and all the proceeds go to the fund for us to help offset the cost to spay and neuter dogs in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody...
Humboldt County.
In Humboldt, yes. If anybody is in need of financial assistance, contact HumDog, and we will be able to provide some funding.
Oh, that's wonderful, because it can be expensive.
Oh, it's very expensive.
Yeah.
And it varies from vet office to vet office, but it definitely can be expensive. And so I think we started about $108, and then it goes up from there based on the weight of the dog. So that, it's a nice little chunk out of the cost of having a spay or neuter. So, and I think we are
We had 125 dogs last year that we helped spay and neuter.
Wow.
And we're hoping to beat it this year. Yes. And that's our goal, and that's what all the raffles that we do, two big raffles a year, one at this event and one at our CPE agility trial in August, and all of those proceeds go to the spay and neuter, and then Susan writes some amazing grants that we get that help us also.
Fantastic. And again, the event is this weekend, Sunday to be specific, from 10 till 4 at Redwood Acres.
Yes.
And I was looking at the weather. It looks like it's actually going to be pretty nice, which is kind of unusual. Usually it's raining.
Yeah, yes. We do have that reputation. Yeah. Makes it nice to walk out to watch the agility demo when it's not raining.
It's not raining.
Yeah. But when you get there, there's a roof. So
that's true.
Even if it is raining, come
that's
on.
True.
And everybody can come in and pet the dogs, too.
Oh, yeah, you come meet the dogs for sure.
Absolutely. All righty. And always wants to know, what does it cost to get into this?
Nothing.
It's free.
It's free.
Absolutely free.
Yeah,
free,
so it's everybody's favorite, everyone's favorite cost.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
we have a youth booth.
A youth booth?
Yeah, the youth booth. We're having the kids can come in and get a card, and they go around and find out lots of information about dogs. It's kind of like a treasure hunt. And then when they complete that, they put it in for a drawing. And our prizes this year, our first prize is a bicycle donated by Pacific Outfitters. And then we have a couple of scooters and a big stuffed
horse.
Toy and a little model horse. I mean, all sorts of prizes, 1 through 5, 1st through 5th. And as long as if between the ages of 5 and 12, we would love to have you come and participate. Mm-hmm. And find out about the dogs and have a chance to win a bike.
Fantastic. All right. So check it out. We always go. It's as always a blast. If you love pooches, this is definitely a thing to go to. And if you are looking for any dog-related items, I think they will all be there.
that we've got lots of that.
Anything you can think of, it'll be there and represented. Again, it's Sunday, Redwood Acres, 10 until 4. All right.
Great. Thank you very much. Anything
we've forgotten to talk about?
Yeah. Did you want to know what the demos are?
Yeah. Let's hear that.
All the demos. Okay. We're going to have some tricks. We're going to have scent work. The autistic dogs training will be there. Callie the fire dog. Dancing with dogs, our drill team, the parade of breeds, and the sled dogs, and the agility.
Wow. That's a lot of different things. Is there a list of those online?
There is a list of those at humdog.org. That, I can't talk.
Humdog.org.
I don't do radio. Anyway, and you can go there and find out the times and place.
Fantastic.
For all of those things. And there'll be signs all over the area
all over the place.
Times and where
Fantastic.
They are.
All right, Marilyn, Susan, thank you both for coming
Thanks
in.
For
Thanks
for having us.
All righty. This information will be up again at khum.com if you'd like to check that out again.